America, land beloved to me, where freedom rings and idiocy will rule for eternity. America, America, your healthcare system failed because Kaiser failed to look further. My aunt died of brain cancer. That last part doesn't rhyme at all, but fuck it, I'm pretty pissed. Thinking of Kaiser eating shit makes me very happy. So if your loved one's treated by them, make sure you scream and scream. I know what you're thinking, scream and screen? What the fuck? Well, the reason for scream and screen is simple. Scream at your fucking doctors to screen for everything that's possibly wrong, to check for the spreading of cancer, to actually get the people in when they should be, not to tell them nothing's happening, only to find out it's not only spread to your lungs, but to your brain. Cancer. Fuck cancer. We made such a big deal over COVID, a ridiculous deal over it. And I get it. It was new. It was scary. And it was harmful. A lot of people got really sick. A lot of people died. You know what else has been around even longer than COVID that has been making people really sick and killing them? Cancer. Now, here's the sad part to that is that we have the technology and ability to screen people to see if they have it, how it's advancing, how it's continuing. We might not know exactly how to cure it yet, but we have a number of options of how to treat it. I mean, London is starting a study on treating brain cancer with cannabinoids. That's fucking cool. THC, CBD to help cure cancer. Now, here in America, if you have an HMO, unfortunately, like my aunt did, with a company like Kaiser, yeah, putting you on blast, bitch, you're not going to get very good treatment. You'll get okay treatment. But when it comes time to those critical diseases that we know are sneakers, that we know can change very quickly, as a hospital or a doctor or a person in charge of their care on a medical level, you have a responsibility to make sure those people are going to get checked. Not telling them we'll call you, then never calling them until they collapse, go to your ER so that you guys can then accuse the family of elder abuse, only to scan her brain or run an MRI and determine that the cancer actually spread. Oops, you're bad. And for you to say, oops, our bad, we should have checked. Yeah, that's your fucking bad. For months and months, since pre-Thanksgiving, my aunt called Kaiser to make an appointment for them to check to see how the cancer was spreading. They never called them back until it was too late. And it wasn't a call back. It was more of, hey, you're in the hospital. What did you do to her? No. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Yo, you know how we told you it is spreading, but, you know, maybe not that quick. Turns out we were wrong. It spread very fast. 15 tumors to the brain fast. And oops, our bad. My aunt's not the only one that this has happened to. She's not going to be the last. She's not the first. So many healthcare facilities do this because you don't have a premium healthcare insurance. Now, I happen to have a kick-ass PPO. I mean, they test me for shit even when I don't know I have shit. That's why when I got into the car accident, I mean, they did everything. They were like, yo, you need to do this. Be careful. We love you. They call you. They get you in. They do stuff. Unfortunately, my aunt did not have a PPO. I know what you're saying. Well, to her own fault for not having a PPO. And to you, I say, fuck you and suck my non-existent dick, bitch. It is our right to be treated as people. It is our right to expect to be treated with the same respect and care that you would give to anyone else. A doctor should not let an insurance company dictate that. Now, the insurance company can fight on the back end all they fucking want. But on the front end, what you're experiencing as a patient should not be that. So last year when I sent in my audition for Tengo Talento, Mucho Talento, my aunt was there and she actually helped me record it, which is hilarious. She's like a 74, well, at the time she was 73, 73-year-old woman telling me what to do. And, you know, she gave me this joke about a caterpillar. It says, soy feliz como la lombriz que se la pasa rascando la nariz, which in English means I'm as happy as a worm scratching my nose as it moves around, or something like that. It sounds much better in Spanish than in English. And I'm having a very hard time because, as I mentioned, the brain translates things back and forth. Didn't know that. Know that now. My brain still has a little bit of trouble with the translation. Like I can say certain things in one language and then be like, oh shit, how do I say that again in Spanish? Or in this case, I just said something in Spanish and I'm like, shit, how do I say that in English? What the fuck is wrong with me? God damn it. Is this the COVID brain that they're talking about? Because I had COVID last year. Is this part of the continuation of that? Or is that just me being high and forgetting shit? I'm going to go with me being high and forgetting shit. But because I have the opportunity to use COVID brain, I'm going to change my answer to COVID brain. This is a COVID brain moment, or COVID fog brain moment, brought to you by Alpine Vapes. Purity for your head. No, I don't know if that's their slogan, but holy shit, this is some really good stuff. You know, it made me feel pretty sad starting to talk about my aunt, and then I took a rip and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I can get through this podcast without breaking into a million tears. So my aunt directed my last thing when I applied and she gave me her little joke, and I later realized that that was a joke about doing cocaine. Holy shit, man, my aunt straight had me telling jokes about doing drugs and my dumbass didn't even know. I didn't even know. Oh my gosh, what an idiot I am, right? How naive to not know that that's a joke about fucking doing lines of coke. Oh, man. But I said it anyway. I did the joke. It didn't go very well, partly because of my Spanish, mainly because of my Spanish. But when my aunt was on her last leg, like literally like 2 days before she passed away, I told her about how I had recorded but didn't want to post it because I just couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to posting anything. And she told me, no, you have to. You have to continue. Don't stop. So this is me trying to continue and not stopping. And frankly, I have a couple of other things recorded from when I was at the Virgin earlier this year. But this feels much more appropriate given that she just passed. And you know, the tone of this is kind of sad. You're like, dude, I'm like to get some funny shit. Like this is kind of serious. This isn't making me go ha ha. No, you're right. But this might. You see, today I had the realization as I woke up and I realized I'm all out of clothes and I'm now using swimwear as my underwear, that I had to do my laundry. And normally I go to my aunt's house to do my laundry because, you see, white people, when they go off to college, they come back to visit their parents to do laundry, hang out, eat, raid the fridge. In Hispanic families, what we do is as we move out of whoever's home we happen to be in at that moment and we grow up, there's always at least one person that has a good washer and dryer, usually the person with the gym. That happened to be my aunt. Now, that's not why I loved her, but it is one of the reasons I saw her so often. In Hispanics, we go back to that family's house, even as we get older and grow apart, and we take our laundry and we do it there, and we hang out, and we eat, and we raid the fridge, and we do everything that white people do, except we're not in college. We're just some grown-ass adults who love being around the elders in our family, and we'll use just about any excuse to, one, do free laundry, and two, have them make some of their delicious food. My tia could make pupusas like it was nobody's business. Well, it was her business, because she actually had a business, but they were the shit, yo. Everything she made was the shit. So today I got my laundry because, as I said, I've completely ran out and I'm in my swimsuit, and I realized I have to be a fucking grown-up now. She's gone and I have to do my laundry in a public place. Holy fuck, it was the most mind-blowing thing. I actually started to cry as I drove to the laundromat thinking, I have to be around strangers. I don't like strangers. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I want my tia. I want my tia. I want to go to my laundry at my tia's house. Yeah, I was sniveling. I was sniveling like a child. And I'm still sad. Like, I'm looking at the laundry I just brought back and I'm like, it's missing the smell of my aunt's house. My belly is missing her food. It's just not the same. You know what you're thinking? You're so fucking selfish. You're over here thinking about your laundry when your aunt passed away and there are people crying about it, mourning over. I'm mourning too. Motherfuckers, I'm mourning that I'm gonna have to do my laundry in public for the rest of my life until I get my own house. Do you know how fucking upsetting that is? I'm gonna start timing my fucking traveling trips when I'm visiting other relatives so I could just take my dirty laundry and do it there. Sister, by the way, I'll be visiting you in Texas very soon. I hope your laundry detergent is stacked up. You got some dryer sheets, you know, the bounce ones? Because I'm about to hit that shit up. Latino deaths, bringing you adulting. I don't like adulting. I don't like adulting. However, if I could do adulting and trade that to bring my aunt back, I would do it in a heartbeat. I would be the most adulted person ever. I'd clean up my fucking house. I'd do my own dishes, yo. For real. If it meant bringing my aunt back. It can't. So I guess the dishes are going to continue to sit there. Horrible excuse, but why not? So this is my selfish podcast for the week. I hope you enjoyed it a little bit. I hope it made you think about, you know, healthcare and how shitty it is and how you need to stand up for yourself and your loved ones. And hopefully maybe we can even do something to make a change. I don't know. That's some crazy thinking, you know, like, oh shit, actually make the healthcare system change. What are we going to have to do? Burn it down like they did with some places out in the last riots? Santa Monica, Minnesota, a few other places. Maybe, frankly. Let's not forget what some of the most bloody and violent revolutions have done. America, America, you're born of a super violent past. And with that, I'm going to call it for the week. So thank you for tuning in to episode 2. I really, really appreciate you guys listening. I hope this made you cry a little bit, made you laugh a little bit, made you angry a little bit. Definitely made me feel a little bit better. So thanks again for tuning in this week. Appreciate your support. You acting as my therapist. Thanks, and I'll catch you guys on the next one.